Item number seven.
From the Director Department of Health and Human Services, submitting an informational report regarding the Community Consultation Team at the Behavioral Health Division. This item is informational only unless otherwise directed by the committee.
All right. Good morning.
Good morning. Madam Chair, Supervisors, Amy Lorenz, Director of Crisis Services at the Behavioral Health Division, here to give you a report on our efforts to continue to support individuals who will be placed into the community from the closure of our Center for Independence and Development. In our efforts to learn how to best support individuals in the community and to create those resources that are needed, we have been in consultation with members of the Weissman Center, which is a center for excellence for serving individuals with intellectual disabilities connected with UW-Madison in Dane County. So over this year, we have been meeting regularly with staff from their Community Ties program to learn how they provide services in Dane County, how they support individuals in their community, provide crisis services, and educational programming that they do for providers in their county and out of their network of providers. We've covered issues regarding behavioral support plans, creating behavior teams to do assessments and recommend make recommendations to providers on how to best work with individuals, running a psychiatric clinic, environmental adaptations to utilize in homes, restrictive measures, many, many issues that we've been able to learn from them as to how they proceed in Dane County and to take into consideration for the individuals we serve here in Milwaukee. So through our discussions with Weissman Center and the consultation and our discussions here with BHD and also Disability Services Division, we have come together with BHD creating what we are calling our Community Consultation Team. What that team will be is a team of experts who have the experience and knowledge of working with individuals with intellectual disabilities and mental health issues to be able to transition with individuals from the CID into the community. This team will first focus on those individuals who are transitioning into the community by looking to support them in any way that they can by assisting with behavior support plans, crisis plans, being consulting with the providers, also with the managed care organizations, working to make it a collaborative effort with the providers, guardians, any loved ones that the individual may have, and of course that person is the center of any plan for the individual. We will work to focus directly on the individuals and then also start to begin to provide crisis services for those individuals. During that time, we're also working to take on programming that the Weissman Center does do. So our Community Ties staff are being trained on issues such as managing threatening confrontations, healthy eating, how to assess pain for individuals with intellectual and developmental disabilities, so that we will be able to provide these trainings and supports to providers in the community so that they're better equipped to be able to work with these individuals and to do it successfully for individuals. Our plan will be, as I said, to focus on individuals transitioning from the community, and as the center continues to close, we'll be able to then start to focus more on also providing the crisis services and eventually be able to offer that to all individuals within Milwaukee County who have intellectual disabilities with co-occurring mental health issues. To give you an update on where we are at, we now have a full-time registered nurse as a part of our team and a part-time psychology hours being able to be given to the team to be able to start transitioning with those individuals leaving the center. In 2014, we will be looking to provide two other professionals, another psychologist and a social worker, to complete our team to be able to provide those services to individuals in the community.
I'd just like to add to that. I think Amy did a great job. I think one of the benefits is that guardians really think this will be helpful, and it provides for a good transition for individuals that have been there, and many of the staff We're currently working with folks at Hilltop who had relationships with them over the years. We'll be able to transition with them into the community and help make that a much smoother transition. And some of the things we know, like making sure medications are followed, looking at triggers that cause behavior issues, they know how to respond to those things and can help the new staff that will be working with them. So I think this is a real positive step in Guardians, you know, kind of like that there is some carryover from staff of where they were to where they'll be going, and that first 120 days or so, 90 days, is real critical for people as they make that transition. So I think that this will be a good added enhanced capacity to support individuals as they make that relocation transition.
Supervisor Mayo.
Thank you. Thank you, Ms. Lady. That's one of the questions I had. If you know, prior to this report, you had a number of people from BHD here talking about saving their jobs. And I was curious, what is the transition for them? You talk about transition for our patients. That is very, very important to me. But what's the transition for the employees there? Mm-hmm. I'm glad that you're saying some of them are going to transition with the one who are chronic who needs their medicine. What about the other ones? What plans are you having? We keep saying we're closing, but we never look at for the other person. Are we going to try? Are they going to be able to have a living wage? Are they going to be able to live and support their family? Will they be able to keep their homes? We keep saying we're going to do this for the individuals that I'm very leery about. And what about the other individuals that we have is working for Milwaukee County? So we need a safety net for everybody.
Madam Chair, Supervisor Mayo, we will be looking for these type of opportunities. So here's a great example of where we're trying to utilize our staff with good expertise to help with this transition. We've along in several different committees have talked about how this is Family Care's responsibilities to ensure that these relocations are successful. They provide the capacity and support necessary for this to be successful, and here's a way where we're trying to support that effort by not walking away. We have the expertise internally to make sure that we partner with them. So there could be other examples similar to this, and we'll be continuing to look on those on an ongoing basis. There's also, as we transition to become more of a community-based mental health system, the community services branch will likely get bigger, which may have opportunities for other staff to transition into those other roles within the community services branch. So on an ongoing basis, we'll be looking for those opportunities. And then, obviously, as we become more of the community-based mental health system, there's going to be a lot of opportunities in the community for our staff that would be interested in working in those community-based settings.
I do understand and thank you for your answer, but remember, We give benefits, we give them a living wage, and then all of a sudden they go somewhere else, they might not have that same opportunity. We have created a lifestyle for those individuals. Both individuals we gave the lifestyle. The patients that we're taking care of with quality service, and also the people who work there. So now what are we going to do for both individuals? And you know I'm going to stay on you about the patients. I'm just curious what we're doing about the employees. And thank you. And I want to receive and place this on file.
Okay. Supervisor Mayo has requested receive and place on file. Did you want an answer to your question?
No? Not right now. I might ask for next time.
All right. Very good. Supervisor Stamper?
Yes. Thank you, Madam Chair. I have in my head, I know we discussed this in some detail in the agenda setting, but I have in my head an assessment team. And it sounds like that's what the CC team is. Is it? And are those members on the CC team, are those members of current staff or are they new members?
Yep. The CCT will be an assessment and consultation team that will also be able to provide crisis intervention services as we continue to become more community-based.
Okay.
So they will look to do assessment, consultation, and collaboration. Many individuals have several providers between their managed care organization, their nurse, their case manager, mm-hmm. the provider at the house, their day treatment provider, their psychiatrist. They have many people. So CCT will help to bring all of those individuals, plus you figure their guardian, close family members, many individuals to come together to try to work on the greatest plan for success for that person and to really make it around what that person wants in his or her life to make it a happy life for themselves.
Okay.
And so that's what the team will work on. And currently the team consists of a nurse who had been a nurse in our educational services at Behavioral Health. And the three other members who are going to be coming into the team are two psychologists and a social worker actually from CID, from the Hilltop units. So those three have actually had years of experience working with these individuals to provide supports. So what we will do is we'll look to support the individuals going into the community, and as the closure becomes complete, we'll also be working for them to be able to provide crisis intervention services to all of those individuals in our community with intellectual disabilities and mental health issues, in particular individuals that we may frequently see in our own emergency room at the psychiatric crisis services mm-hmm. or on our observation unit. So we will begin to then focus in with those individuals to see what we can bring as far as that consultation, assessment, and crisis intervention to help those individuals achieve more success so they are no longer needing increased levels of care frequently.
Okay. And once an individual is identified ready for transition into the community, at what stage does the CCT get involved? Or are they part of identifying the individual?
The great thing is that the CCT team is currently the clinical psychologist director mm-hmm. for the Center for Intervention Development.
What's his name?
Dr. Stark.
Okay.
And then also another clinical psychologist from the center and also the social worker from the center. So they are already involved in the discharge planning, in the transition plans, the relocation plan from the very get-go. So now we're able to actually give brochures and information to individuals, to providers, to guardians, to family members, and say, if you need any assistance, we are more than welcome to come. In fact, we would be able to come in 2 weeks if you'd like. We will definitely be there at the 30-day review for this person, but if there are some concerns, we're here to offer any type of assistance.
Okay. And Amy, were you on the selection process of that CC team?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Is there anything further? This was an informational report.
Yeah, place on file. Mailed it, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. We have a motion to receive and place on file by Supervisor Mayo. On that motion, Madam Clerk, please call the roll.
Stamper.
Aye.
Mayo.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Weishon.
Aye.
Which one is what, Sean?
Bowen.
Aye.
Taylor.
Aye.
Madam Chair.
Aye.
7 ayes, 0 noes. The motion to receive and place this item on file is approved.
All right.